This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Melanie Colley, and she is the owner of Merle Norman in Valley. Welcome, Melanie. I'm glad to have you with me.
Hi, Susanna. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about Merle Norman. I know most people are familiar with the brand. I grew up with the brand. So tell us a little bit about your business.
I've actually been in this location for 11 years. There has been a Merle Norman in the Valley area probably for the last 35 years or so. Merle Norman is a business that is located, the corporate office is in Los Angeles, California. That's where it was created. And then there are about 1,100 franchises in the nation and in Canada.
Wow. Well, I know it's been around for a long time, but how did you personally get into the Merle Norman business?
I was in the healthcare field for about 35 years. I was a nurse for about 25 years. And my oldest son, this particular studio was closing. And he's got a really good nose for business opportunities. And he just approached me about it. He knew that I was ready to have a career change, and so in 2012 that's what we did. And I left nursing, I went to Los Angeles, did training.
Wow.
And been doing it ever since. It's great.
Awesome. And what year was that?
2012.
Well, so it's been a while. Yes.
Yeah, 11 years.
Wow. So tell me about the I guess I'd call it the makeup business, without lack of a better word for it. Well, what are some of the myths or maybe misconceptions people have about purchasing makeup and things that are misconceptions about it?
A lot of people think that Merle Norman isn't quote unquote old lady makeup, but really we're on the cutting edge. You know, the makeup industry is real trendy. It's really 1 minute it's hot, the next minute it's not. Mm-hmm. And so people are trying to follow trends. What we do is we offer a consistent basis. You know, we're always here. You can come in, you can get a complimentary facial. We can match your foundation. We can assess your skin type. We can relieve all those worries that they might have. We'll make sure that what they are purchasing works for them. And, all the stuff on TikTok, we have some of that, but we are an American-made and supported product. We're in your neighborhood, and you know we're always going to be here. So there's no real danger. There, all of our products are made in America. You know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal to me because a lot of the stuff that you see on the internet, you don't know
where it's coming from, really.
No, you don't know. And you know when you're trying to buy stuff at the drugstore or whatever, you're just guessing. Here you mm-hmm. get a personal consultation and a personal match, you know, and we build personal relationships with our customers that you're not going to get if you go to Ulta or the drugstore or wherever like that. So there's yep. nothing to be scared of in buying makeup here.
Right. So with I'm assuming the standard makeup choices,
yes.
But do you go further than that? What other choices do you have?
Well, we have, as far as foundations, we have everything from the original powder base that was created like 90 years ago, all the way to the new, you know, powdered foundations, liquid, mineral, all those. We offer all the colors, eyeshadows, blushes, lipsticks. We do event makeup. We do portrait makeup. We offer all those services. Plus, like I said, again, we stand behind the products that we sell. Every quarter, we come out with a new color collection and a gift with purchase. So the customers that come in and they buy something during this promotion, they'll get a gift. And then that gift will either contain skincare or color. And that encourages them to use our products and try something new and, you know, keep coming back.
So do you allow people to come in and you do the, like, their makeup for them, kind of give them an idea of what it looks like?
Yes, that's what we call a skin assessment and foundation match. What I like to do is have them come in and do a complimentary facial. We address their skin type concerns. Then I'll assess their skin, I'll match them with a foundation, and we can do a complete makeover for them. If they're interested, we can teach them how to do their own foundation and their own color. We teach young girls that are just starting how to take care of their skin and how to apply their makeup. And, you know, it's a broad spectrum. I start with, like, 12-year-olds and go all the way to 90.
Wow. Yeah. So you started your own business, and part of what I do here is I like to, when people listen to this, kind of hear some of the challenges that business owners had when they started their business, just so that they know if you're starting a new business, you kind of know that you're not alone, that there's always going to be a challenge. Yeah. So what are some of the challenges that you overcame, and how did that make you stronger as a person and as a business owner?
You know, when you start a small business, luckily this had been an established business. We had the good fortune of having had that. However, the previous owner had sort of struggled, so we had to come in and reassure our customer base that we were going to be here, we were not going to close, mm-hmm. we were going to have what they needed. But then again, you have to struggle, you know, for the first year, you have to kind of plan to pay your own way because you're not going to see a profit. And people jump in and think, you know, we're going to make profit, and but you're not. You have to have a good entry, continue, mm-hmm. an exit plan for a business. And you have to grow as your business allows you. You can't outgrow your business because then you will go out of business.
Right.
We struggled to let people know that we were here. We struggled to get new customers in, you know, because we compete against the Ultas and the counters in the department stores. But, you know, once you establish your customer base, your client base, you have to make sure that they know they can trust you, that you're going to honor your word. That was a big deal because, you know, previously people had been told that things were going to be there and then they didn't come in or they paid for things and they didn't, come up.
Kind of overcome the struggles from the past owner, yeah.
Yes, and then just time your growth to, so your pocketbook can absorb it. You know, when you expand your inventory or you expand your physical location, you have to make sure that you're going to be able to cover that financially because real quick, it can go downhill.
Yes. Well, tell me one thing you wish that people knew about your business.
I wish people knew that it was not just for little old ladies. I mm-hmm. wish that they were more aware that we have a huge boutique selection. We have clothing, gifts, just, you know, a wide variety of options in here. And a lot of people just don't know it. They just think that all we have is makeup. You know, word of mouth is a great advertisement, but it's really hard to get your information out there because you don't know what method to use to reach the masses. Social media is great, but it only goes so far. And I just wish people would, number one, tend to shop locally more. You know, go to the local shops first. You may pay a little more, but that's going to keep that money in our community, which is going to allow us to grow, which is going to allow our community to grow. That's what my number one wish would be, that people will shop local first.
Absolutely. It's very important to think about your local economy when you're shopping. How would one get in touch with you? Where are you located?
We are located at 3 Chambers Square in Valley, Alabama. We're immediately off exit 79. If you're coming Interstate 85, we're right behind Burger King. And we're here Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 Eastern Time. You can reach us at 334-768-3393. If you leave a message, I promise you I will get back to you immediately. And just give us a call. We ship products to customers, but we really love to see them in the store.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Melanie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Susanna. I appreciate you having me, and I hope you have a happy Christmas and Enjoy you too. Yourself. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.